Thank you for listening to this highlight from The Exchange with Ed Stetzer. More on this topic is available at myfaithradio.com. Your support makes it possible. Thank you.
I think last night I was thinking of something. I was concerned about something. I wasn't afraid. I was concerned about it. Right. But that's a type of fear. So why does this seem to be a universal human condition, so much so that Paul would write, be anxious for nothing, so much right. so that one of the most common things in the Bible is fear not.
Yep.
Why is this part of our hearts?
The first thing is Genesis 3.
Okay.
We're fallen, and it is just easy for us to fall into sin. But also, I think the root of our fear is really unbelief.
Okay.
And so we have to trust and believe that God is truly in control.
Mm-hmm.
Trust and believe that God will care for us. Mm-hmm. Trust and believe. What was that concern?
Mm-hmm.
Can God handle it?
Yeah.
We have to trust and believe. And it's so hard.
Yeah.
It's hard. There's a psalm in Psalm 40. I can't remember the exact verse, but where he says, I am afraid, but when I'm afraid, yeah. I will trust in
yeah.
God. So it's not that we aren't afraid. It's that when we are afraid,
mm-hmm.
we then put our trust in God because we're going to be afraid because we're sinful. I think another reason is we like to be in control.
Mm-hmm.
And it's hard not to be in control
mm-hmm.
and to trust that there is someone who really is in mm-hmm. control. And not just in control, but good. So he's for us. He's good. He's sovereign. He's good. But it's just hard because we want that control, I think, just as people.
Yeah. Is fear always sinful? Or are there times when fear is appropriate? I was driving down the road taking my kids to a cross-country meet. They run cross-country. And a siren went on, and someone cut right in front of us. I had to slam on the brakes.
Sure.
I was afraid.
Sure.
So how do I know and that was a momentary fear, got through, no accidents. But how do I tell what's a momentary fear that's an appropriate reaction that God gives us to protect us from something, and something that's inappropriate, unbiblical, needs to be confessed?
I think you just said it.
Okay.
God will give us senses.
Yeah.
He's given us this emotion, this
okay.
fear for a reason. So if we're walking down a dark alley and we start to sense something, I think there could be wisdom in that. Well, the wisdom might be first not to walk down the alley.
Yeah, the good places, right?
So I think that God has given us this emotion for
yeah.
a reason to exercise wisdom and discernment and arrogance.
So I don't say at that point, the Lord is in control, I can continue to walk through the dark
yeah,
alley.
Yeah, I'm just going to walk through that right. dark alley. No, you're not.
Okay.
God has given you that emotion, that clue
yeah.
to protect you.
Yeah. So when does it become, when does fear become a sin issue, a debilitation issue, when is it more than what God has given to protect you, your fight and flight or flight reflex?
Right. Well, I think when we look at Scripture, so you mentioned Matthew, where he talks about, do not be anxious for anything.
Right.
So if he's going to clothe the lilies and we are anxious about provision, money,
mm-hmm.
That is where when we turn our desire to provide for our families
yeah, sure.
into anxiety
okay.
and not trusting. We've got a physical, we're fearful, we can't sleep.
Mm-hmm.
We are, whatever it is, there's a reaction to yeah. that, or in our minds or physical. We
yeah.
can have some
sure.
physical reactions
sure.
to fear that can be debilitating and can cause us to, like the fear of man, for example,
right.
when we are afraid of what other people think of us. The Proverbs call it a trap. It's a
yeah.
snare.
Oh, wow, yeah.
So it traps us.
Right.
So I think when we look at Scripture and we see that our thoughts, our actions are opposed to it,
right.
opposed to the Word of God
yeah.
or opposed to God Himself, then we can say, okay, this is when we're acting out in not trust, in fear instead of faith.
Mm-hmm.
And I think more than not, our fear is sin.
Thanks for listening to this highlight from The Exchange with Ed Stetzer. Your support makes this podcast possible. More information is available at myfaithradio.com.